Hello?
Okay.
Hello, hello, hello. What is this carpentry?
Yeah.
Well, sorry about that anyway. If you could call it that.
What are you doing?
Oh, it's a cap wrap, cap wrap. Letter boxing. But the
Oh.
hole's too small.
Oh dear.
And it was completely different fitting to the old one, so I was going to get one the
What
same as the
happened
old
to
one,
flowers? Did you
and it
change
didn't.
So it made it easy, but
Yes.
it was a bit
Oh,
different as it turned
let
out.
her box if she wants to box with me.
So yeah.
Now I start, so I
Hiya.
suppose I have to finish.
I'm all right, you? Sorry? You're welcome. You're welcome.
Seen outside, brand newly painted all our woodwork outside.
Well, I see the doors repainted.
It's
I've noticed
revarnished.
that
Doors
varnished.
revarnished. Yeah, I did actually. The whole of the outside's been repainted.
The white work.
Yeah.
I will go and have a look. Now, I was too interested in what was happening at the door. Excuse me, while I go out and have a look at what's happened outside. All the doors too. Oh yes. This chap who.
Unfortunately, carpentry's not my forte.
No. Was this painted by this chap you got hold of?
We charge 195 quid for the whole house, the eaves and windows,
That's
and
very
repainting
good.
windows
I think
and
he'll do mine
strip
for
down. I don't.
that.
I thought we'd break it anyway. I thought we'd top cheap you.
I think it's very good.
It's very nice of you to have us over.
£195. If I could get mine done for 500, I'd be
It's
laughing.
much better than this staying in, so. You have to excuse it being a bit cold, unfortunately. What with them wrapping
Well,
today,
yes.
it's going to be open. Doesn't matter anyway.
Good public at the party? Well, yes,
Oh, the
yes.
bathroom looks very nice.
Oh, yes, well, we must.
Quite
We
nice.
will.
Yeah, very nice.
Are you okay from that one?
Yep.
It's nearly full, isn't it?
Wow, we are looking posh, aren't we?
Graham?
Yes?
Hold on to me.
These are steep compared to ours.
Yeah.
You have to excuse the washing.
Oh, I went to go
That's
another step that wasn't
I haven't
there.
been able to do the washing because I haven't
Hello,
been able to dry
lazy.
it.
Here's lazy bones.
I haven't been able to dry the washing because I haven't been able to put anything out the
Oh,
window.
that's all right.
This is lovely.
Oh, that's good, doesn't it?
Does
Yes.
it look
painted
nice?
yet?
No.
Yeah, I think
Well, that's
that's
a good
very
colour.
good.
That's a good colour, isn't it?
Nice and bright, isn't
This
it?
is
Yeah,
lovely.
absolutely.
This
Yes.
is lovely.
Very bright.
I can't get down.
It's matte
finish.
with Austrian blinds.
I can't get down.
Come on.
Making some Austrian blinds for us at the moment. See the colour against there. I'm halfway through making these, so if I keep the colour in here.
Oh, lovely.
Perfect colour.
Yes, they're lovely. Aren't they nice?
Yes.
They're lovely, those.
I've got grandma's old sewing machine, which was like ours, but it worked.
Yeah.
And now that doesn't work,
Oh,
so
no.
I
Well, I keep
quite
meaning to
We,
ring
we've
up.
got to have ours done.
There's somebody advertises, I think it's either in the Wimborne or the Advertiser.
Anna was going to get hers fixed, and for the price it was going to cost to get it fixed, because there's not anything really
No.
severe wrong with it, it's worth buying a new one.
Yeah.
And what I'm thinking of getting for myself at some stage, because I'd like to do the rest of the curtains
A new
now.
one.
Now I've started to see that I am capable
Oh,
of it.
Yes, all right.
I'll buy one for myself, but I don't want anything that's like mega expensive or highly
No.
intricate. I just want like the
No.
board and back makes
No.
a stitch. I don't need anything else.
Well, there is a chap advertising. I'm sure it's the Advertiser rather, or the Wimborne Journal who obviously freelances from home mending sewing machines any makes.
Yeah, Cardado everything.
Yes, you've done a good job there.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah,
I love
looks.
this colour. I fell in love with it
Yeah,
when
it's
I
a lovely
saw it.
colour. It's very bright in
We
here
did at
though.
the Anaglypton. It looked nice just white, but we thought, nope.
It's painted on, is it?
Yeah, painted over.
Yeah, it's good.
So it's like double the work, but it
Yeah.
kept it white.
No, it's
The other thing is that if it does get mouldy, we can just get the paint out and go back over it.
No, it looks very
it's
good.
It's totally different,
isn't
it?
Absolutely, yes.
It's much nicer.
Yes.
My ducks never seem to match. I bought these especially.
Well, there you are. You see, everything is there.
You better
mind out, Felix, or they'll paint you to match.
I don't think that's Felix. That's
Charlie. It's Charlie, is it?
Yeah, so we want to get like a corner.
Yes, it is Charlie.
A good one, white wood, I think.
Oh, there's another one there.
Yeah,
there's your
bobbin there. Oh. Yeah, I'm already done.
Oh.
We should be able to get like a little sewing machine.
Yes.
I don't want anything big, but I should be able to get something for about £70, even new. I thought that just goes forwards and backwards. That's all I wanted to do.
Well, that desk would fit in there.
Yeah.
When you come to collect it,
what we're going to do is we're going to decorate the room first before we bring anything else.
Oh, so you're going to leave me with the desk to rent, are you? Charming you are.
You've got a lot more room than that.
I haven't. I want to put a table in there.
No,
it's all right. I was just saying to Sarah that where that little desk she uses as a dressing table, as I said, the desk in our will fit in there nicely, she says, yes, but I'm leaving that till we redecorate the room and then I'll bring it over. Because you've got more room than we have.
Tea, please.
Yes, that'll do me fine, thanks. So.
Incidentally,
have you ever been to see Jonathan about the photographs?
No, you know I said he'd run.
No, I don't recall that.
Yeah, I did tell him.
Oh, you probably. No, I don't recall that. Yes.
Oh, you are awful. I'm sorry. You're terrible.
Well, I suppose he's wanting to know whether to destroy the negatives and things, is he? Yes.
Well, the thing is obviously to get them done. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've
got to
get it done. It's like one of those things
to
sit down and then.
That's right.
Because we've got yours, we haven't got anybody else's of what they actually want.
Well, I can't afford it now with the new poll tax, or the count, the poll tax isn't the next one.
Anthony, do you want to take
2 minutes 15.26
for further good news?
Graham, we've got
some time. Yes. Yeah, I think get home and take some of the pressure off. It's probably the elastic on your skirt, well, that doesn't feel tight. It's probably over the day it's just pulling it, isn't it?
Hello, people.
That's Charlie. He's been asleep up in your bed.
Charlie.
Yeah, I thought it was Felix, but no, it's Charlie.
Actually, they're very much alike, aren't they?
Yeah.
You can see the paws. Come play with me.
Sit down, Graham. I can't see.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you have the pliers up, Sarah?
What?
Do you have the pliers up? Upstairs.
So, we're going to try and get the bedroom done now.
Oh,
yes.
Where's
the bathroom?
Actually, I think the bathroom looks like really nice.
It's totally different.
It's super.
Yeah, it's super.
Well, the thing is, it's just like by actually going ahead and just totally retiling it and doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, the elegance with paint on it's lovely. Plus, as you say, you can repaint it if it doesn't.
That's right.
And the Dado just makes it a little bit extra.
I think it's lovely.
Well, it's the same with our place. That paper is, as far as I can see, is jet black underneath.
Which ones?
The paper in our lounge and in the hall, and that where you put that piece to cover it up, it's all black under there. Where it's wearing on the corners of the wall, where you go round and knock, it looks black. So I'm sure it's black underneath, and you just the paper through our house. It actually is black paper, and you paint on it. Yes.
You've got wood chip, haven't you, in some places?
It's
had a glitter,
yeah.
In the bedroom we're going to paper it, and a glitter and paint.
Yeah.
Because we want something, we don't want to paint the walls, because there's so many, like, bits involved with the walls, that we want, if we use them on a glitter, it won't show them up. And the other thing, out of there, you don't want any more.
Sorry?
Sorry, I'm talking to the cat.
Oh, you're talking to the cat.
I'm calling you.
But,
the boxes there, we're trying to wallpaper, go with our bed spreads and that without being too patterned.
Yeah.
We can't really have two patterns up there.
Oh.
Yeah. We really couldn't find anything for that. So what we're just like, we're going to paint it and a glitter it again.
Yeah.
Then paint it in colour.
I think you've really lost an answer.
And then it's outside.
Yep, when is
he
coming?
When
he's done
it.
Oh, you've done it.
That's what I went out to look at. So I said £190. I said if you'd do my house for that, I'd be laughing.
I think it's marvellous.
Well, considering he had to re-putty all the windows,
I think
it wasn't just like
very
literally. He had to literally put them all down again.
Mine have got to be re-puttied as well in places quite a bit.
So yeah, he's been very good.
He's been very, very, very.
Everybody apparently around here, there's a few that are now having theirs done, but he's done quite a number of them in this area.
Yeah.
Right. Good business
for him, I'm afraid. But then we're going to do the garden. And the
get that done. Ready for the
comment. Well, I've had the mower serviced.
Yeah?
It looks come back looking like a brand new mower.
I gave you a new one.
No, they didn't. Oh, they've really cleaned it up. It looks beautiful. Well, it's never been serviced since the day we bought it. That must be a good 10 years ago.
Blade sharpened, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I put new blades on, actually. And that was one of the problems. I couldn't tighten them. I didn't have the right equipment because they're awkward to put on because the nuts are on the top of the blade. So you've got to get away and underneath, and I haven't got the socket spanners that would do it. So, well, I haven't got spanners, let alone socket ones that would do it. And,
a bit of lemon juice in your drink.
Yes, please, though. So I told them that it had new blades on, but they wanted retightened. They wanted tightening up and that. So, yeah. I explained to them I put car engine oil in it, which was partly the reason why I wanted serviced. But it was very good. It was £36 for the servicing plus your parts that they. That wasn't £36, I bet.
But that was
cheap.
I paid cash and it had everything done, had
brakes,
had
the
whole lot.
Wish I could get mine done for that.
Well, it was a mechanic that we used.
Yeah.
And just did me a favour.
Running, but then again, if you could I go to that house and back it, we'd be
well, exactly. I
expect my car to be a bit warm.
Of course it is.
What, 15,000? 15 to 20,000 a year, but. It's not bad actually, Sarah, because I mean, when I come home for lunch, and things like that, I clock up about 220 to 230, 250 maybe a week just doing that.
If Sarah doesn't use a car much of the rest of the time.
But there might be an earlier promotion now.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, this is the management side.
Oh, yeah. Well, it'd be a different one to that to start with. It'd be earlier. What's actually happened is, first of all, Tracy's leaving. She's been promoted to area telesales manager for Talking Pages. So she's going up to Slough. And Michelle is going for that position, and one other girl in the group. The two others that were on management development, one's now leaving because she's like burnt out, she doesn't want to do it anymore. And the other one's going into field, so it's literally just me and this other girl and Misha. But I'm obviously just started the next time around, it'll just be me against Diane. Is good at her work, but she just hasn't got personality. She's a very aggressive person not even like in the right situation, she's like just aggressive all the time, and nobody particularly gets on with her or likes her because of this. And they do say that they don't feel that unless she changed her personality, she probably would become a manager, because usually it's things that you can change and develop that makes you then be able to become a manager, as you sort of learn. But she'd have to actually change her personality for it.
Did she have to change her personality
So hopefully Misha will get this next Tracy's position, and obviously sort of in the meantime, before another position comes up, they are bringing in a telesales account executive, which wasn't going to come in for about a year because they wanted to sort of like trial it, but now they've decided exactly what they want the position to do. It'll probably happen in the next 2 months, and they said for me to go for it for our division.
I'll be in Southampton still. Good.
But it's actually just based within the team. It's a new position that they've actually made within each team, though, within each division, which is like you're dealing with higher accounts, but a different type of accounts as well.
Jolly good.
Oh, very good.
So?
Very good.
It's all looking
Sarah,
good.
Sorry, but can I have some sugar?
Do you want sugar?
Yes, please.
I never usually have sugar.
Yes, since you've been in the hospital.
Bad habit.
In fact, I bought, I found in that chemist shop when I was looking there, Refill Nutrine. So those...
Well, I like it.
So she'll be able to refill all those two Nutrine packs for you, so that there's one in your purse to take with you and the one at, the bigger one at home.
Oh, like that.
Thank you. Lovely.
Yeah, so it's a sweetener. Well, we got the bill from Mr. for your mother's treatment at the hospital. £660.
Is that all?
He's the arthritis man.
The arthritis man, yes.
We haven't got.
Say, for the other one.
We haven't got his yet.
Well,
his will be £1,000 for the operation, being a major operation. Will be the
maximum
scale.
Very expensive.
Well, when I had my boob done, including consultations, his was about £700. Mm. Well, my face done, the guy was about £500.
Well, Mr. was over £1,000 for the gallbladder operation, yeah. But
I never knew you've had it, that one.
But he won't get that now for it, because they've graded them so that if it's keyhole surgery type now, it's a lower figure than...
Because you're not actually opening up.
That's right. Mm. So that was the embarrassment I had to do when we went and saw Mr... I had to say to him, you charge Bupa rates, do you? And he said, yes, I do, and waved the leaflet at me. He says, I know all about that. But you've got to now, otherwise you could find yourself let in for £200 or £300 because Bupa won't pay it.
Yeah.
Did you know how much I lost? £8.
Well, yeah. It was more than £8, actually. It was over £8, over half a stone.
Yeah, not only have you got a bit
missing,
you didn't have anything to eat,
Craig, did you? No, I didn't have anything for 5 days.
5 days on a fluid diet, wasn't it? Most of which was water as well.
So I don't eat very much now, do
well,
I?
No, you don't finish a lot of your meals now. I measured the scar on your mum's tum last night. It's 6.5 inches without allowing for the the ring, you know. Wrinkles in the stomach, so I should think it's a good 7 inches.
Yeah. Big one.
Well, I'm going to ask Mr. when I see him is if he...
Graham, you go.
Of course I will.
Oh, honestly, he's so nice. I wish you wouldn't ask him
if he trained at St. Swithin's.
Honestly.
Well, you remember the film with James Robson and Justin, says it were... The chap put a tentative mark
that's
on the stomach, and he.
That's Dr. Acknowledged
and
Dr. Small, isn't it?
Right. And he berated him for being.
Knife happy.
And he just went like this with the.
That's the problem I have with Bib, isn't it?
Mm.
We built a dash quite the day I went in. She pre-warned me, and I said to him, no big cuts, please. And she said to him, when I got out, she said, oh, was he knife happy? He usually is. I said, yes, though.
Oh, dear.
I watched an interesting programme the other night on QED. It was to do with people who have hair, lips and cleft palates.
Mm.
And apparently, you know, they put them right as when you're very young now. But they have found that in a lot of cases that the bone stops growing. So therefore, when you're in your late teens, 20s, maturing, your bottom jaw is growing out from the rest of your jawbone. So they had this girl, which they showed, where they had to break all the bone up under here and rewire it and pull the whole... Sorry? On QED, yeah. But of course, this chap has been doing this research in Bangladesh, wasn't it, I think? But, you know, some of the cleft palates you saw, they were...
Terrible.
Oh, you could imagine why people hid themselves away. And this chap, I mean, he was, it was almost sickening to look at.
Mm.
And this three surgeons go out from here, and they do all their research on the various people, and they operate from 8 o'clock at night till 8 in the morning, non-stop, using 3 theatres, each doing a 45-minute one, and another one takes.
No.
And this chap, and they showed him drawing on his lips when he was in his size where he thought he'd cut and things like this. And then they showed him a chap the next day, and he was completely different. He could walk down the street without people looking and staring at him. Well, that's amazing what they can do now. But they're saying that, well, apart from, I think what they're really saying is that it's better to wait till...
You're older
and do it then, because the thing stops growing.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Somebody's enjoying it.
I haven't got a voice.
Well, if I'd known, I'd have brought you a clamp over for you to.
Yeah.
Because I've got the ones that Budgie had like that.
Yeah.
we were going to have Gertrude this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
No, the other way around. We were going to go there for tea.
No, they didn't.
She asked if we'd go over there for tea this afternoon. I said, no,
oh,
we're
I
going
thought
to Sarah.
We were going to Sarah's today.
And I said, we're coming to Sarah, so she sends you her love.
Good.
That's
not bad. Say hello to me. Say hi from Karen.
I don't know.
Well, Karen's, she has done one.
Karen's due back next month. Karen's due back next month.
Yeah?
Yes, I didn't realise that, but she's got to come back for an exam or something, wasn't it, Gertrude said in March. I didn't think she was coming back till July when the term finished, but she's coming back, I'm sure Gertrude said March.
I think it is March.
Because she hasn't applied for a green card to work, because there's no point because she's not going to be there long enough to do it.
It can take so long to get them as well. She'd be better looking for a job, and when she gets given the job, getting it there.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's no difficulty over that in the area they are and the hospital they're at.
Mm. What's he doing?
Well, he's at this. He's got the scholarship to this university to do an advanced degree in what is it? Wood, isn't it? Mm. Is this
I
what
don't
he's
know.
Into? He's into timbers, isn't he?
Is he?
Mm. Mm.
No idea.
Well, I presume treatments and preservation of the rainforest and all this sort of thing, I imagine.
Broken.
Yeah.
So you decide to get a new one and need new numbers. Now that it's been revised, the numbers you have are rather dark for it.
Oh, I see.
Be able to see them. And we went to get one, we measured it, and it's the right size this box compared to the other one. But even though it opens outwards, a bit comes in. And bits come in and out, and she has to chip away at the door so that it allows for that.
Been working since
I got back, not really.
Yeah.
Well, I was in on Thursday. I was home yesterday because I had the decor still because we have to get the car and get it serviced and everything like that. Monday I've got the dentist. I'm not looking forward to it, so now
is that Mark?
No, I've got a hole in my wisdom tooth. I'm not looking forward to it.
You can go in there and smile, can you now? You've cleared the account.
Excuse me. We've got to go and have our teeth done.
Yes, I know. Mine aren't going to be any problem.
Anthony hasn't been to the dentist for about 6 years.
Yeah.
Anthony's also got a temporary cap on one of his front teeth. He's had about 12 years.
Good
yeah,
grief.
Okay. So when I was about 12, I broke the front of my tooth off in a hijack on a concrete floor. I had a temporary cap on there and it lasted 6 months and came on.
Oh,
so
dear.
I've got another one on. It's been on since then.
Good
12 years. There is supposed to be some 6 monthly caps.
Well, even a permanent cap probably wouldn't last that long under normal circumstances.
I've actually got very strong teeth, very nice teeth.
Because when Deborah got married, remember when she got married, the crown came off mine and I swallowed it.
I don't dislike going to dentists, but I'm terrible with dentist hairdressers and all these things. I don't work quite hard, I've never really
Yeah, you're just staying around the corner from where you work though, so just go for a quick...
I can't find an end. One of those little...
see, he'd forgotten.
You going out tonight?
No.
Still haven't met your friend opposite Laura.
No.
Met her father.
He's dark hair, very
yes,
dry.
Yes.
Yeah, very, very, very dark hair.
That's right.
Very sort of like
gollywoggy
hair.
Mm.
French one.
Oh, mm. Yes, you were over there the other lunchtime as we reversed out the drive. Spoke to him.
I always remember him.
Is it all right?
His mum was very, sort of quite lean, and he was really strict.
Really?
Mm. Laura didn't leave home. She bought a house with Mark about
I wouldn't mind another one if there is one, not to worry otherwise. But Jim, the chap who lives next door, and came over the other night to collect a pound from me as my contribution to the sign on the lamppost saying that this is a watch, neighbourhood watch area now. And I said to him, I said, you've got new neighbours? And he said, yes. He said, the place looks a little beautiful inside.
I wish ours did.
No.
Ours is terrible.
As we say, they had everything done in the house before they moved in.
That's the ideal thing, to be able to get a place before you
move
in.
Well, that's pretty good.
Pretty good. Letters, Sarah.
Look at that.
Well done. Much better.
Well, that's doubled the value of the house for a start
now.
Of
course, yeah.
Got
she
a home.
Still live at home?
Yeah.
Well, he can't get in and out their place, can he?
No.
Hello.
Hello.
You know, it's just soft. Sarah?
Hello?
Did you put some lemon?
No.
Please.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to go.
Good Lord. That's a lot, isn't it?
Actually, Dave.
Sorry, Liz McColgan's just knocked 10 seconds off the world record.
Yeah?
Good Lord. That's a lot.
Their telephone is much louder than ours.
Yeah, but it's not the same as yours now.
No,
because our one, yours is broken.
But ours builds up. It starts soft and then gets louder, and the longer you leave it, the louder and louder it gets.
It's going high anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
On that.
I can't understand ours.
Does your phone have the bedroom ring as well?
Yes.
Well, I've turned the one in the bedroom off for the moment, because in the daytime, if your mum's up resting, then it's not disturbing her. Although we've been using the bottom bedroom, really.
Although Colin rang last night, I didn't even know he'd been.
No. Well, if the phone's next to me, you pick it up fairly quickly after it gives its first beep, don't you? So it's
yes.
But I've, as I say, I've got memory banks in for your number and Gertrude's number and the three numbers that reach me when I'm not at home and things like that. So, and Amber and Frieda. So all your mum has to do is press the MR and the appropriate number.
That's all I have.
The danger number is 5.
Yes.
Because that's Lindsay. No, I'm sure he'd be appreciated getting
that. That's a good idea to actually program that one in there.
I only did it because it's such a long number to put in all the time. I didn't put Debbie's in because we don't ring New Zealand as much as we ring Hong Kong. But I've thought of it as being a dangerous number, but oh, there it is.
Yeah.
They're good, these, because they've got a display on them.
Yes.
You can put the name in. So, say I want to insert it at work. If I put the first letter of it, it's S, it'll search it and it'll say Sarah Work.
Oh, I see.
And then the phone number. Then we've got to just press send and it'll ring it.
Oh.
And then if I want to ring home, so I'll press... That just brings up the.
Oh.
So if I press that one. It says Aunt Home. If I just press send.
Yeah.
And it rings it.
Yeah. That's off your car, is it?
Yeah, this is their car.
Car.
That's all it is.
Yeah, so it's the.
Then you just.
Vodafone or whatever it is. Charge
the battery up.
Ah.
They got one for the car, you put it in a cigarette lighter.
Yes.
Phone. That's just the battery. Very little expensive. Very expensive to use, isn't it?
What are they? Yeah, cell net phones. Yeah.
It's £25 a month, line rental.
Yes.
Oh, it depends. I don't think we've actually got £25 a month on this. That's what normally is. And it's 25p or 35p a minute.
Yes.
So it's quite expensive.
Well, I know with Arnold and Anthony, Arnold's not so bad because he uses his quite a bit. But the tendency with Anthony is when the bill comes in each month, that the rental is double what the usage is most of the time.
We try and use on as little as possible, but still we've bloody got a bill. So it's about £100 a month.
It's all behind you.
Well, I switched my office phone over. Well, they actually wrote to me, but I switched mine over to this discount if you do more than £100 worth a quarter.
Is it Mercury?
No, BT. BT.
Was it a regular user's?
Yeah,
phone?
Yeah. They've just brought it in.
Pay for the privilege,
Oh,
dear. Well, no, don't pay for any privilege. It's just that they've just discounted users, but you can't only get it on line one because line two I just use as an incoming call line, or if I'm caught on one and I want to ring out the other at the same time, I can use it.
Doug's got a good system, which is another new one. So it was part of the Star system, but he's got two lines on one phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you only need a normal phone.
Mm.
As long as it's got those R buttons on.
Oh, yes.
Now, if the phone rings and he picks up and he's talking to someone on the phone, if someone else tries to ring, it won't be engaged. They'll get a voice saying, the caller is on another call at the moment, please hold the line. And you'll hear up three beeps. If you press the R, it'll hold what the conversation you're on.
You can
speak to the other people, and then switch back or hang up, and then the phone will ring, and you get the other person picking it. It's quite clever.
But it could be annoying to the person holding on. Because you've been answered, so you start clocking up, don't you, at that point?
We've got a call barring system as well on our phone. So you can tap on a code.
Yes.
And the phone will be useless. You won't be able to ring out on it.
Yeah.
Or you can have to tap another code and it'll only make local calls. and another code if they make national cause in this country, and another code, and you can phone anywhere you like, or wherever you want.
Travellers with this quarter, with this discount, have probably not going to get to £100 at the office because I've been using it at home so much. But I now get an itemised bill from Telecom, so I'll be able to recharge on the basis of what's been charged.
So when I am sat at home phoning the dirty phone numbers?
That was right.
You can find out.
Well, I only did it out of curiosity, basically, to see how much one spent in calls with, like, Lindsay in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's almost
mind you, they split that up,
50% of your phone bill on most occasions.
And yeah, then use your calls we make.
A normal phone bill will split up the international
and national calls. Yeah, well, it only gives you units used, so it doesn't tell you the number it went to. And this does, you see, you get it with the number. It's quite interesting that where you think you've rung, say, Frieda or Amber in the evening, and you've had quite a lengthy conversation, mentally you think that, and when the bill comes and you find it was only 86p or something like that.
You expect to be more like 3 quid. Or
yes, that's just right.
And do you know now, from Bournemouth,
Anthony,
there's
some on the...
Frequently used trunk calls are not, for example, if you phone London from Bournemouth, it's not the same band as if you phoned Bryson from Bournemouth.
That's right. There are numbers, there are areas now, aren't there?
London, Bristol, Yeovil, where else was it? I was looking. But not from, they don't do it from Bamford, for example. Mm. That's not the same.
Change. Right.
It must be this new digital exchange. It must be.
I was interested too that got the new phone books at work, and they got all the Mercury numbers in as well.
Yeah. Ours has got a mobile number as well.
Has it?
Yeah, it doesn't cost any more.
No.
It should have a Mercury number thing, because all they actually do is rent a BT line. And
yes, I know, yes. Mm.
So.
But they cheaper to use, aren't they?
Not for local calls, cost a bloody fortune.
Local
calls
are
about 3-4 times
as
expensive,
yeah.
But
local calls are a fortune,
really.
Just don't
have
a BT line.
Yes, it's only on trunk calls that you really score, isn't it?
In fact, I think in Bournemouth you can actually make local calls on that thing now. There's no more rights.
Do you
think it's all a bit complicated for me.
Well, what used to be simple and straightforward now leaves you with the wondering whether you got the right card in your pocket or something, doesn't it?
Never had phone calls, have to say.
Are you going to explain this to them?
No, I will talk later on.
Thank you.
I was watching the ice hockey on here late last night, the Canada versus Czechoslovakia one, and a Canadian guy scored a goal, and the announcer said they'll be celebrating that in his home in Canada if they're watching this, and I bet they are. He's got 7 brothers and 5 sisters.
Can you imagine? I'd like to be their mother.
Yes.
Maureen, I remember when we were about 15, at the last count she had 49 first cousins.
Really?
Let alone second cousins, but first cousins.
Cousins.
Good grief.
And they all find each other.
Oh dear.
Imagine it though.
If you've only spent a couple of quid, it's £200, it's £100, isn't it?
Even if you do ask uncles and there are the halves, you're looking at 48? No, you're looking at 13 each time, so that's 20.
Must be wonderful.
52 aunts and uncles.
But still, think of the presents you're getting too.
Yeah.
Turn it back off.
Imagine what weddings are like.
Imagine.
Don't be asking. Come, the church is full of family.
You'd have thought with a family that big, they wouldn't be like that
because. I don't think each kid in each family would like each kid in every family,
no.
Their actual cousin to cousin, but the aunts and uncles of the family, they would buy each person a present. Yeah. But still a hell of a lot of presents.
Yes, quite. Start buying after the